Viking wrestling tonight here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And as I've said a couple of times, I feel like I'm hogging the mic. So, Sean Bennett, let you do the introductions. I don't want to do all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. We're bringing on Jeremy Johnson, who's taking over the Avon program from Mark Porter. He's been assistant there, what, two, 3 years?
2 years. This will be my third year.
2 years. Another coach, and you'll probably see this is pretty common with wrestling coaches, just a great pedigree as a competitor. He won a state championship, a Division I state championship, while wrestling at Brecksville High. Believe it or not, that happened while I was actually covering wrestling. So, and he is a two-time All-American at Ohio University, a standout college wrestler as well. I guess I just want to start out by asking, how fun is it being on the top end here, and how excited is it? Because you guys obviously have some. We'll talk about the guys, but you have some good guys coming back here.
Yep, I'm super excited for this upcoming year. I've been really fortunate because Mark Porter did step down, but he's still heavily involved in our program, and he's been kind of leading the way. And you know, there's some new things that I'm learning along the way, and Porter's been kind of assisting with those things and really helping me out with that. So yeah, I'm super excited about the group of guys. I feel like we have a wrestling culture now. We're starting to develop that wrestling culture, you know, wrestling off-season matches, wrestling in Fargo, wrestling. I mean, I had over 15 kids this summer alone wrestle off-season matches. Four of them wrestled over 30 matches. So super excited for this upcoming year.
You mentioned winning culture. There's a winning culture at Avon right now.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It just seems as though all the programs are doing well. I mean, and how important is that? I mean, when kids walk around a school that's used to winning.
It's super important. You know, I mean, I think as Avon, as a culture, we support each other. We encourage other sports to be multiple sport athletes, to wrestle, to play football, or to run cross country. So we support each other, whether we're in the same season as them or if we're in a different season. So it's a cool atmosphere at Avon right now.
Let's obviously talk about some of the guys, starting with Tate Zeman, who three-time district qualifier going into senior year. He was a state qualifier as a sophomore. He's obviously kind of on the mat, the leader going in, but
yep.
I mean, great district, you know, got a two-time district qualifier with Tommy Sear, district qualifiers with Alec Walker, Jordan Greer, Jack Roche. It just seems like you've got a really nice core to start with, and then you're adding obviously some youth around it as well.
Yeah, I'm super excited. You mentioned Tate. I expect a lot out of him this upcoming year. You know, he's been there, done that for 3 years now, so going into his senior year, I look for him to have a successful senior season. Our junior class has been really, really good with Tommy Sear, Jack Resch, and a bunch of others that, you know, you haven't mentioned. But we've been working really hard with them and, you know, just really trying to promote and just encourage off-season wrestling, encourage off-season work. So no matter what it is, if you're in the weight room or you're wrestling. So, and those guys have answered and done pretty well. We also have some incoming freshmen that I'm excited about as well. Three of the six that are coming in, I believe, are state placers for middle school. So Kale Saxon, Cage Robertson, Ethan Sear, and then we also have Mason Bigham, which is a bigger guy. So I'm super excited about those four coming up and being an instrumental part in our program.
We had this conversation with Chris from Keystone about how exciting it is to coach these guys that have already had great success at the middle school level, but now to really see them as a young wrestler and work with them on just maturity and development.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, we say it all the time at Avon. I think, you know, I'm a wrestling coach, but I coach kids. I don't coach the sport. So it's really fun when they come in. They come in boys, and, you know, you start to see them as seniors. They leave as young men. So it's a really cool part in being a high school coach.
You mentioned earlier too. One of the juniors I didn't mention was Luke Massasak, and one of the incoming freshmen, Kale Saxton. You had let me know a couple weeks ago that those are two of the guys that went out to Fargo to compete this summer. I've never been to Fargo. I know you probably have, and a lot of people around here have experienced. It sounds like it's such a fantastic experience. I mean, you're kind of out there in the middle of nowhere. It's in, you know, North Dakota.
Yeah.
But it's got to be such wonderful wrestling to watch. And it definitely, these guys come back that are Fargo qualifiers, and all of a sudden, I've seen guys who qualified for the first time at Fargo, and they're like a different wrestler when they come back next year.
You know, I totally agree. You know, Fargo's the toughest high school tournament out there. You get kids that wrestle from all different parts of the United States meet in, you know, what you said, the middle of nowhere, but just to wrestle. And it's a great atmosphere to be there because they divide themselves up as cadets, those being the younger division, usually freshman, sophomore, and then the juniors being the junior seniors, depending on where your age ends at. So it's cool that they get to compete in an atmosphere in a division that's kind of close to their same age and weight. Yeah, Kale Saxton and Luke Massasek both qualified for the team. And one thing I've noticed, not only with my program, but across the board, is it's not so much getting the experience out in Fargo that makes them successful. It's the Fargo camp. And if there's wrestlers listening right now, it's being on the Fargo team, especially Team Ohio, it's super important to be a part of that camp because you're wrestling the best wrestlers in Ohio just at training camp. And,
right.
You know, we're one of the toughest states out there. And if you can qualify for that team, you get so much out of the experience of just being on the team and competing and practicing.
Again, we're talking with Jeremy Johnson, first-year head wrestling coach over at Avon. He joins us here at the Brew Kettle as part of our wrestling preview show. Jeremy, are there guys that you look at this year's roster and go, man, a definite state qualifier opportunity?
I'd say two or three people. Tate Zeman, I expect a lot out of him this upcoming year. My 220, who I work a lot with a lot more, me being a bigger guy, Jack Resch. And then a couple of Tommy Sear being a two-time district qualifier. I expect him to be right in that go-to match, and we'll make it happen.
And then is there a dark horse kid that you go, man, Sean, maybe here's a kid that as this year goes along, you're going to be writing about him.
Well, I think any of our freshmen, they're dark horses because you don't really know a whole lot about them. Soon you will learn a lot about them, but I would say a couple of our freshmen coming in and would be the dark horses.
I like another kid I mentioned too that could be a dark horse in my eyes is Jordan Greer. He, I think, struggled a little bit with maybe some consistency issues last year. Like, I'd see him wrestle a match, and he looked as good as any kid I'd seen.
Yep.
And then another match, he'd kind of maybe, like, make some mistakes and, yep, and fall behind and just couldn't get back into it.
Yeah, when you're – and I say it a lot to my – if you're a underclassman wrestling an upper weight class, you're facing a lot of those upperclassmen. So you're running into those kids who have the experience of a tight match, you know, a physical match. So I think last year Jordan learned a lot as the year went on about – you know, managing matches and, you know, staying consistent. So I'm super excited for that guy as well.
As a guy who experienced, as Sean alluded to, a lot of success on the mat at Brecksville, at OU, what's the biggest challenge of taking that success as a wrestler and translating that to being a head coach, to teaching?
It's been very that's a good question. It's been very tough because as a head coach, you're worried about everybody, you know, from your youth all the way up to your high school kids, your varsity. So when you're wrestling personally, you're worried about yourself. You're focused in, you're dialed in on yourself mainly. So the transition has been focusing on everybody, so improving everybody. And that's hasn't been a challenge. It's been really, really fun. But wrestling's a cool sport where, you know, it's an individual sport where you have different qualities, different attributes that make you successful. So sticking to those qualities and implementing those on the mat are what make you successful. So it's cool. It's a good experience.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask about those high school years are so you know, important in, like, kind of developing as far as a wrestler goes. And obviously at Brecksville, I mean, the area around here, especially here in Amherst, knows Brecksville. They came into the Southwestern Conference for 10 years and won 10 titles.
So, right, yep.
Todd's taking that program and make it national power. They're nationally ranked every year. I was wondering, do you look back and kind of think, because then you were learning, but do you recall the things that he did for that program, and do you still obviously maybe contact him and talk to him about things that now that you're the head coach to kind of implement? You know, obviously the goal would be to become a Brecksville.
So, yeah, we eventually last week we met. So I texted him, hey, would you like to meet and talk about some things? Because he's done it. He's been there. He's done that. And, yeah, kind of the same make and model. Avon's similar to Brecksville, I mean, with population and what you're dealing with. But one of the key things that stood out to me when I was an athlete and then when I look back and seeing what they do there is, again, off season. And there's coaches everywhere all the time. So, you know, they're always in the room. They're always working hard. They're always having coaches available in the off season, preseason, whatever part of the year it is, they have coaches a part of their program. So that's what I'm trying to develop here in Avon. So, you know, we have a couple new add-ons this year. Drew Dixon, who wrestled at North Ridgeville, he'll be helping us out this year, which I'm extremely excited about. And then just the additional staff of Mike Traviani, who wrestled at Normandy, and then a couple other people, and then myself. So I'm excited.
Good stuff. All right, before I let you go, got to ask you. Daughter graduated from OU. My son is at OU. What's your favorite Athens hangout?
Athens hangout. I like Jackio's.
Yes! I've got a mug at home from Jackio's.
And they have great food. Also, going to Hawking Hills is really cool. If you ever get to go there in the spring or fall time, Hawking Hills is really cool. You get a cabin out there. So
absolutely
the hiking
beautiful
out there is incredible.
Very, very good. How about Pigskins?
No, not a fan.
No?
No.
I've been there a couple times. I don't know how many times my kids have been there. I know that.
I've only been there one time, and it was for a travel softball tournament my daughter was in, and we did all our partying back at the hotel.
So. All right, man. Hey, congratulations. Well, great to have you on.
Definitely appreciate what you guys do. This is awesome for our sport. So
very cool to have you on.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Jeremy joins us from Avon. And, again, great to have him on board, first-year head coach of the Avon Eagles. We're going to take